All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. We are back, as always. And, my headphones are having little weird issues. That's weird. But apparently, up in Denver...
I don't get an introduction.
Oh, and my wife is here. Courtney's not here.
Yeah, Bestie has duties. But God, I just have a better intro than that.
My wife, the one that I penis-alize.
Yes. Perfect.
You know, that lady, you know, the one that's like, yeah, I guess you can touch me with your gross dick.
Every girl's dream.
Yeah. I feel like it's like good on paper. And
what, your penis?
Yeah. And then like that's why girls read books about sex all the time.
Well, yeah, because the sex good.
Like the sex in a book. Like,
it depends on the book, though, and the author. /authorist. Like, there's bad sex books, and there's good sex books. There's some real, and there's some, like, straight up rapey ass shit out there, too.
Of course. I was hanging out with some friends up in Durango, and one of my friends reads, like, smut books. You know, but you can't tell that they're smut books on the outside. You know, and I just see her put down the book and just be like, what the fuck did I just read? And she, like, explains it to me. I'm like, that's it? I'm like, I believe I could write more graphic shit than that. And like, she, like, said something mundane, like, you know, he got, like, sliced up the throat or something. Got his throat sliced open. I'm like, lame. Fucking grade school bullshit. Be better.
That is lame. Holy fuck.
But,
said person got grossed out by it and put down the book?
Well, I mean, there is more than that.
Okay, the only book I've ever put down mid-read and been like, what the fuck, was Where the Red Fern Grows. That was traumatizing, and no one prepared me for it.
Well, in the beginning of these books, there's, like, a trigger warning. It's like, you know, rape, murder, and all that other bullshit. Your mental health matters. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, whatever. But yeah, women love just reading books about sex because it's like,
it's not just a sex, it's a love story.
Love stories are lame.
They're the best. Although, it depends. There's a lot of, like, groomer stuff out there, too, for sex novels, which is annoying.
You know, like, the love story that I enjoy is John Wick.
I thought you were going to say Rick and Morty. Nope.
John Wick, he fell
in love. That's not a love story. It's revenge.
What are you talking about? He fell in love with his dog. They killed his dog. And so he went on a fucking, you know, goddamn serial killing of, like, a whole bunch of fucking people that were, you know, lightly connected to the death of his dog.
Okay, I'm not denying the words you said, but I'm also still going to stick to my point of it is not a love novel. It is not a love story.
He got out of killing. He's like, okay, I'm going to be done with killing because this woman with her pussy is so good. And then she dies of cancer, like, right away. Like, you don't even get to meet her.
No,
like,
you don't, which is bullshit.
Like she gets zero screen time. It's like,
are there any women in the fucking movie besides the old lady who brands him?
Yeah. There's a ton of women in the movie.
Huh.
I mean, they get killed, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I mean, like, men like visual shit. So, like, men will read, like, a manga or something like that. Women can, too. But, you know, men like a visual novel way more than, you know, reading something. Like, oh, cool, now I have to use my imagination. I haven't had to use that shit in forever. It's like busting out an old fucking video game console and be like, oh, cool, I guess it still works. I don't want to use it.
Why not?
Because we don't use it. We don't need to.
When I was a kid, I was in my imagination like 90% of the time. Although, granted, I was also in a very abusive situation, so maybe that's unusual. But I spent far more time in my imagination than I did in reality growing up.
I use my imagination to imagine killing people on the road.
That was not a good thing to say out loud.
I don't do it.
No, me. I don't feel very healthy about what I just said.
Yeah. But now you're in a better situation. It's fine.
It's been too long since my last therapy appointment. But yes, I am in a much better situation.
You know, and just... But yeah, I mean, men enjoy doing something. Like, men will enjoy watching a soccer match or going out and playing soccer rather than reading a book about soccer.
Who would read a book about soccer?
I guarantee you there's books about soccer.
I mean, I know there's, like, anime about soccer, but, like, full-on books? Although, I'm not into sports at all.
Yeah, instead of reading a book about fucking, I'd rather just go do it. Like, bam.
Well, of course sex in real life is better than book sex, provided it is equally good sex.
I mean, it's like, if you're speed reading, you know, it's like the same. It's like, and he's done.
I hate that I was taught how to speed read. Okay, I can go through a 300-page novel in literally, like, 8 to 10 hours, like, within a fucking day. I hate that I was taught to speed read. It is so unfair. It is crippling. Books do not last long. They don't last long.
Just get more books. There's so many books. Like, people will go on Amazon and self-publish garbage all the time.
My books are my friends. I hate making new friends.
Like, go to the library. You can like, the library's free.
I know.
And you can just walk into the library, you know, pick up a book.
Think I don't have a library card?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't go through your wallet, and I don't...
True enough.
I don't track where you go.
Well, I was just bluffing, because I do not have a library card, so...
Yeah. I mean, even if you did, that's fine.
I could have a library card. I've thought about it.
Go get a library card.
It means driving somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It means going to the library. It means, you know, sitting down reading a book.
Like, I'll be happy once I get into the library. It's just a process of getting to the library.
Yeah, fucking, you know, every front desk lady at a library, and it's only women. I've only ever seen a woman at a front desk of a library. I don't know where the men are.
They're in the back doing the heavy lifting.
But, like, they're always, like, upset at me. Like, I don't know what it is. They, like, see me and they're like, I know you can't read, you dumb, illiterate motherfucker.
Anyone could look at you and know you don't read, babe.
What are you doing in here? Like, legitimately. and here is a true fucking story, okay? I had to print out the fucking bill of sale and all that bullshit for my truck. And so I go to the Durango Library because it's, like, literally, you know, just a block away from my hotel. And I walk in there, and the three ladies, three of them, turn at me, glare at me, and say, here's the thing for the printer. Because they know I'm not there to read.
How do you know they're glaring at you?
Because they're glaring at me. They are glaring at me.
What does that even mean?
Just the, you know, like the look of disdain. What are you doing here?
Disdain or disgust?
Both. Just like a glower. Like when you like awaken a cat and they look at you, like, how dare you?
Oh my God, it's the best.
Like that. They all looked at me like that. Like, ugh. Gross. What are you doing in here? And they have like this little stack, and it's 10 cents to, you know, print out a piece of paper, and that's fine. They have an app for it, and it's great. So I'm just like, I'm just here for the printer. And, like, it's over there. Don't fucking steal anything, you know. You know, don't even look that free book of cart, that free cart of books, the free book.
Was the cart green?
No, it was gray.
Aw.
It's gray and had like a couple tubs with like just free books in it.
Hmm.
You know. It's like, hey, come in here and take a... I'm like, I didn't even look at it. I don't know if there's children's books, adult books.
It's a menagerie.
Probably.
I've gotten some pretty good books from the free book bin, I'm not going to lie.
Like, I see these, like libraries on, like posts in, like, neighborhoods. Like it has, like, little doors that open up, and then you can, like, take a book. And like, I don't know if they're free, if, like, but I'm surprised that they don't all just get stolen. It's like, every fucking book in there should just, you know, get stolen immediately and, like,
so
sold.
What would you do if you stole a book?
Try and sell it.
To who?
Amazon. I mean, if I can get $3 for a book and there's 20 books, you know, that's $60. That ain't bad. That ain't a bad day's work.
$60 is $60. Oh, I hate being in the middle class working, middle working class. God.
But yeah, I mean,
we're no better than the fucking coal miners.
I mean, like, the cool thing is sometimes you might come across a gem and be like, oh, this book is actually worth $27. And it's like, I don't know why this book is worth more. You can just copy the fucking book. You can pirate books. Like that. That's what I miss about my college days. We could pirate books. We can take, you know, we can go into the library, rent the fucking book we needed for the class, and copy the fucking pages, you know, and then print them out. And then essentially have an entire book for like $50.
So my microbiology professor, he legitimately told us, do not buy the books. They're available at the library. These are the specific chapters you will be learning and I will be testing you on. Go. And do not buy the book. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Oh my, I loved my microbiology teacher. He was smart as fuck. You know how you meet like smart people, then you meet like smart people?
Yeah.
He was that. Oh my God, he was cool. And he was very patient with me.
He is patient with you?
Yeah. Like, I...
What's that? No.
I wasn't very good in a multi-class learning environment because I'd been homeschooled my whole life. So I still didn't understand a lot of the unspoken etiquette rules. And so, like, I would speak out of turn, all kinds of stuff. And, like, he was also very, sometimes, like, I would come up with an answer that was, like, not, like, textbook, and he would still be like, you know what, that's the right answer. What's cool, let's roll with it.
Yeah, I mean.
And, like, when I first started college, I took a college success class, and it basically, oh, my God, that fixed so many problems. But the biggest thing it taught me was you sit up front, you ask a lot of questions, the teacher will like you, and sometimes they'll give you the grade higher than you just quite scored, and that fucking worked.
I remember going to college, and I fell asleep every single class, dead center, just front of the class.
You were homeless at this point, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I would, you know, fall asleep, you know, in front of the class, and, you know, and like, the teacher wanted to, like, make an example out of me, try and embarrass me, you know, and he'd be like, hey, what's the answer? I'd wake up, look at the answer for, like, a half a second, answer it without any fucking paperwork, just right off the top of the dome. And then, you know, after I did that like five times, he just let me sleep and he'd like gently wake me anytime we had to like a test or in class work. He's like, why are you here? I'm like, because I have to be, because, you know, these are prerequisites.
I cannot believe I was giving you hand jobs under the table in math
class.
Well,
don't say that. My mom listens to this podcast.
I cannot believe I did that.
Yeah, you were a little slut back then.
Oh my God, like, for reals.
You know, but now you're married, so yeah. I made an honest woman out of you.
Thank you. I mean, you didn't have a choice.
I did. I could have been like, you could have been like, hey, we should get married. I'd be like, oh no.
I would have left.
You know, that's for, you know, like, the gays and the Mennonites.
No, I had invested 7 years of my life into our relationship. We were going to get married.
What if, like, realistically, if I'm like, nah.
I would have left.
You'd have left and just given up the 7 years?
Yeah, no, I would have gone down and moved in with Courtney down in San Diego. That was going to be my backup plan.
And what if Courtney said, I can't have you move in here?
Oh my God, Courtney totally would have said yes. What are you talking about? What? She was just looking like she would have fucking gladly kicked out Cassandra and taken me in.
Oh, Cassie was living with her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, Cassie was. Oh, God. Family's family for some people.
I mean, like, I have, like...
The majority of people?
I have, like, a few people that...
Not me.
Like, my mom would never, you know, be like, baby boy, I need to move in with you. But if she did, I'd be like, yeah, come on. Like same thing with Mama. If Mama needed to move down here, you know, she could. She won't. She won't even visit. I've already asked her about it.
It's way too much to ask of your Mama to fly over here and back.
Yeah, she's like, you know, flying is just too hard on me. And
it is.
I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Still call her more than my mom. Which reminds me, I need to, like, give her another call. Like, happy Labor Day.
Oh, my God, we're supposed to call Labor Day?
No.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, no, offense, no offense, but...
You don't have to call no one on Labor Day. And in fact, you know, let's get into a little bit of Labor Day. Like...
I don't even know what this holiday's for, and I'm an American.
I actually fucking have it pulled up.
Oh, damn!
I was going to talk about it.
Fuck yeah, babe.
Labor Day is a federal holiday in the United States celebrated on the first Monday of September to honor and recognize the American labor movement and works and contributions of the laborers to the development and achievements in the United States.
Is this after World War One?
This was in 18... It became an official holiday in 1893, but Labor Day parades were in 1882.
When was World War One?
It was like in the 1920s, I believe.
Okay, so then it's before this.
When was World War One? Yeah, 1914.
So I clearly took history.
The 1920s? It ended in 1918.
So before the Roaring Twenties, which is the only thing I know. Okay, whatever. I was wondering if this was based off... okay, never mind. Go back to Labor Day, because what I thought it was is clearly not what it was.
No. But I do have a date that does quite well collaborate with it, and it's When Did Slavery End?, which was December 18th, 1865. And then like 20 years later, they're like, look at how much us whites have done.
Wait, this is just white saviorism?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You know, welcome to the whole thing. You know, the labor movement was like them unionizing and getting fucking rights for themselves and be like, hey, we are fucking actually doing shit. And so, yeah, it did kind of incorporate a little bit of, you know, the black people, the Puerto Ricans, the fucking Italians, and, you know, a lot of the white people.
Oh, my God. It's also Canada's Labor Day on the same day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh. They're so much better than we are.
More than 150 other countries also celebrate International Workers' Day on May 1st. The European holiday of May Day.
Okay. No, wait. So this is a holiday to celebrate people who are in the workforce, and it's a federal holiday. And so I have to take a day off work to celebrate laborers like me, but it's an unpaid fucking holiday.
No, for me, it's paid.
Oh, my God. I'm literally losing money to celebrate people like me. This is bullshit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Ugh. Our manager's been negotiating for 2 years now to try to get us paid holidays.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Corporate's literally still like, fuck you. Which is bullshit, because I know our sister clinic gets paid holidays. Okay, our sister clinic gets paid holidays. It's fucking bullshit.
But when you have to look at how much, you know, it's bringing in.
Oh, yeah. No, they're making a lot more money than we are. But we're just being punished.
Yeah, because you make less money.
But we're a specialty clinic.
I mean, like, still. I mean, imagine if you're like, hey, I fucking fix, you know, old Sony Walkmans. It's like, well, do you fix, like, Panasonic Walkmans? No, get out of here with that horse shit. Sony only. And then your fucking business shuts down, and you're like, why the fuck did this happen?
Our business isn't shutting down. We just have a select clientele, and we're hitting a lull.
thought you said a slut clientele. I'm like,
that'd be fucking hilarious.
Hell yeah. Slutty clientele coming in here with all their pussies. Be like, yeah, my pussy's acting weird, doctor. Can you fix my pussy?
We most certainly can.
It's like,
we'll give it some steroids.
Oh, yeah. Now my fucking pussy can snap the cocks right off this man.
Yeah, roids fix everything when it comes to cats. Vomiting, roids. Diarrhea, roids. Cancer, roids. Asthma, roids. You name it, we're going to treat it with roids.
But yes, they should make Labor Day a Sunday.
Yeah.
Make it the first Sunday of September.
I mean, I get it being a day off for laborers, but if you're not fucking paid for it, it's bullshit.
Like make it a Sunday, and then you can go to, you know, work on Monday and be like, yeah, Rosie the Riveter, hell yeah. Or whatever the fuck you enjoy.
I'd be less pissed off if this was paid. That's my whole point. At the end of the day, I have to be worried about money. I hate numbers.
I mean, I enjoy it all. Like, I got paid for fucking going to jury duty.
How much did you make for that?
Like $200.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I mean, like,
that's fucking dope.
If you go to jury duty and your boss is not going to fucking pay it, they will pay you like $50 plus gas.
That's so much money. Oh my God.
It's better than a fucking kick in the head.
It is better than a kick in the head.
But yeah, it's all garbage.
100%.
It's like, if you're going to fucking waste my fucking time, I'm going to waste your time. And yeah, honestly.
How much money do you have to be considered rich?
$10 million.
That tracks.
That's, you know, the threshold I put it at. At $10 million, you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Yeah.
You can just retire if you have $10 million. If you have $1 million, yeah, you can, you know, have a few years off.
Well, if you have $1 million, you should be putting in stocks and shit.
What if your stocks crash?
I don't know how the stock market works.
So pretty much,
you've tried to explain this to me like 5 times now.
Okay, pretty much here's what it is. You know, you have 10 plants in front of you. You know, some of these plants might do well, some of them might not do well, and you have to rely on other fucking people to water them. So, you know, pretty much, you know, when the plant grows, your money grows. And if people don't water that fucking plant and let it die, guess what? Your money goes to shit. So, if other fucking people do not water your plant, you know, the money that you put into it is now fucking gone. Or is now diminished, wrinkled up. But if people water your fucking plant and it keeps growing, oh, fucking cool. Now my money's worth double what it was when I fucking put it into the plant.
But can you access the money?
Yeah, anytime.
But then you have to pay taxes on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taxes are a bitch.
But you have to sell it. So when you, you know, sell it, you put it up on the market and be like, hey, I have these stocks and they're doing really well. Who wants to buy them? And someone will come up and buy them because they're doing really well. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll get more. Same as houses. I feel like we bought it at the top of the curve, and now it's all going to come crashing down, and our house is going to be worth like $60,000 in 10 years.
But it'll be our house.
It'll be our house, yeah.
That's all that matters.
It's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck what?
Well, like,
what are you going to do? With the money, I'm super... Why does it matter how much our house costs if we've already bought it?
Well, I mean, how cool would it have been if I could have, you know, paid $60,000? Like, we'd already be done.
We would be done. And by we mean you.
Yeah. I just went, boom, there. Done. Paid off. Fuck off. Easy.
It would be nice.
And then I wouldn't have to fucking worry about, you know, paying a mortgage. I could, you know, go get an easy street job. You know, where it's like, I only have to fucking come up with the money for, you know, house insurance and the utilities. And nothing else. And then I can, like, just work, like, 3 days a week.
Sounds nice.
And then I can, like, go out on Labor Day, go to the parades, and like, yeah, thank you, laborers.
Oh, there's going
to
be parades?
I'm sure.
When is the fair here?
What do you mean? The state fair?
Yeah.
Right now?
Like right now?
Right now? Yes, right now.
Huh.
Colorado State Fair is down in Pueblo.
Oh, it's down in Pueblo?
Yeah.
Doesn't it come to the Springs or no?
No, never.
Oh.
It goes to the, you know, state fairgrounds. That's why it's called the state fairgrounds.
I don't know.
Yeah. Same place every year.
Oh.
For the last 100 million years.
Oh.
I know.
I wonder if they have better rides this year.
Colorado State Fair.
Shouldn't it be in Denver?
Nope, it's in Pueblo.
But it says State Fair.
Yeah, it's a state fair.
Shouldn't it be in the capital?
Yeah, they don't have any room up there to hold this.
Okay.
Oh,
so the state fair literally ends on Tuesday, which means it'll be packed full.
Oh, yeah, fucking, you know, today it'll be fucking packed full, because they have...
Man!
Ludacris was yesterday. They have, I don't know who the fuck these tuxedo-looking people...
I don't know who they are either.
Things do. Let's see what the...
Like, I just want to go on the rides, but it's too late. We'll go next year.
Yeah, we'll do it next year. Yeah, it's just fucking the loop-de-loop and the fucking merry-go-round. Yeah, well, let's see how much fucking tickets even are.
They're going to be stupid. And you only want to... You only get, like, the fucking full pass. You don't, like, buy tickets per ride.
That's hilarious.
How much is it?
So, the Goo Goo Dolls...
Ew.
You weren't around for...
I was not.
Like, they were good back in the day. Free. Free fucking... 5:30 today, so... Obviously, we're not going to go there. It does not give me a fucking list of, you know, how much it costs. Plan your visit to deals and discounts, please. Senior day? Oh, man.
For a second, I thought this said Toucan Tuesday, but it's Toucan Tuesday.
One price Wednesday. Includes fair admission, ranch, rodeo. Some specialty rides included. Oh, yeah. That $3 off of... So, yeah, it's not fucking wildly expensive. It's like $25 to get in. But you have to, like, pay for everything else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll do it next year, and we'll fucking talk about how garbage it is.
How garbage it is for you. You're the one who's determined to not enjoy it.
Do you not remember the last time we went to the state fair?
Yeah, you got sick.
Really fucking sick.
And why did you get sick? Because you didn't listen to me.
What did you say?
Okay, so remember, the only place that had free drinks, they were serving this ice cold water. And I told you to sip it and let it warm up in your mouth instead of just chugging it down. And you chugged it down and you got sick to your stomach. Whereas I sipped it and let it warm up in my mouth before I fucking... shoved it down my gullet, and I was fine. Yeah,
no, I drink ice cold water all the time. And
yeah, but it was the middle of a hot fair.
Yeah, well
it was your own fault you got sick.
No, I think it was just like some food poisoning or something. I threw up and I was fine.
That is not how food poisoning works, but continue.
That's exactly how it works.
Oh my god.
Actually.
No, you got rid of an irritant. Not a dysbiosis.
I vomited.
You got rid of the irritant.
And I was fine.
Because you got rid of the irritant.
So, yeah. This place is actually kind of fucking small. Like, now that I'm looking at it...
Yeah, no, it's a tiny fair.
Well, I mean, it's a state fair, but, like, they have, like, animals.
Well, yeah, for the competitions.
You know, and I want to go see the animals. Oh, I could join in the rodeo. I could wear some chaps. I could wear like a flannel. I could have a cowboy hat on.
Hey, like a fat dude like you just jump in.
Yeah.
Mm. For the laughs.
I don't think you understand how fucking big these giant fucking bucking broncos are.
Of course I know how big they are. I almost went into large medicine.
I've told the story on here before of when I went to the fucking rodeo.
I literally was told I shouldn't be in large animal medicine because I was too short.
Yeah.
Okay, large animal medicine has a height fucking discrimination policy. Granted, I was shorter than literally the smallest cow they had on the farm, but
yeah, no, like I believe that I could enter into this rodeo, pay whatever the fee is to enter in, you know, get the fucking hat, you know, and just, you know, eat shit.
This is full of advertisement.
Yeah, of course. Big R is the one running the rodeo. Pewag is the one fucking doing some horses. Pepsi and Ram is the one fucking doing something out in the middle of nowhere. let me see. Because it actually has like a fucking... number 7 is the Big R Arena.
I just want to go on the rides.
Okay, we'll go on the rides. We'll go on the rides. I'll go on this ride.
Can I go on fair rides in my dress? Would they let me on if I wore a petticoat?
It depends.
Yeah. I'd have to wear regular people clothes. Ugh.
But... So, yeah. Well, let's just jump back right into the fucking news. So, Venezuelan gangs, they looked it up. They actually came the fuck out. Aurora Police Department came out, but found no evidence that gang members were in control.
You did absolutely no introduction for this.
Okay. I believe I said something at the beginning.
You did?
Probably. Maybe. Okay. So, apparently, yeah, I did. I absolutely did.
Okay,
beginning
sure.
of the fucking whole episode.
Uh-huh.
Venezuelan gangs have apparently taken over Aurora.
Which is perfectly fine. It's fucking Aurora. They're the Pueblo of Denver.
And I'm saying this, cut it out with the sanctuary cities. Fucking stop inviting fucking whoever the fuck over here to just, you know, stay here for free.
Well, they're up there. They're not in our town.
Yeah, no, they know better than to come down here. We'll shoot them. We have no qualms about fucking pulling out a rifle and laying them and their entire family down.
Colorado Springs is a lot more ghetto than they'd like to admit.
We're a lot more Republican.
Is there any city that is not... Like, what even is... What is the definition of ghetto? I just know it's an adjective.
A ghetto is like an Italian fucking word.
Oh, so like pasta?
Well, it was an area of, like, the city that was, like, kind of poor and, like, let me see. Definition of ghetto. Poor urban area occupied primarily by a minority group or groups.
Okay. So, people of color.
Historical, the Jewish quarter in a city.
The Jewish quarter. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then verb to put put in or restrict an isolated, segregated area or group. So yeah, I mean, it was just to, you know, an area of the unwanteds.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh, yeah. Early 17th century, perhaps from Italian ghetto foundry, because ghetto was established in 1516 on the site of a foundry in Venice. So, yeah, Italian ghetto. So, yeah, the ghettos of fucking Denver are getting taken over by fucking Venezuelan gangs. They took a few days to come out there and check it out.
Well, because they were cowards or paid off.
Well, the fucking video of like 10 dudes showing up with rifles and guns. Yeah, like this is like a little fucking snippet of it. You know, like that guy has a gun, that guy has a gun, that guy has a gun, this guy has a gun. And then there's like 5 others that come in behind to go into this apartment. And, yeah, it's like, oh, shit. But how about this? Just give everyone a fucking gun. You know, if you know that you could be walking into a potential death trap, yeah, you might not want to do this. Like, this guy isn't armored up. None of these guys are fucking armored up. They're not wearing face masks or anything. But it's like, you know, anytime I see police shoot one of these guys dead, I'm like, good job, guys. You did the world a favor. But, you know, like, why can't we do it?
Because I mean, I personally am not going to shoot a gun, but you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go in there and... Well, I won't go up to save Aurora. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, no, it's Aurora.
Burn it all down. Like, fucking lock them all in the building. Like, this is now your building, guys. Cool. And then fucking ring a fire around it.
No, like, you just build your stupid wall around Aurora.
Aurora? That's what it is now.
Aurora! Yep, that was good. That was good.
But so, yeah, this Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua... I'm pretty sure I fucking butchered that entire goddamn thing. It has been operating in Aurora. Like, this has been confirmed, but they have no proof that they, you know, have control of this building. And the problem is, the owner of the building is out of state. They're fucking hands off. They're like, I own the building, but I'm not there. I'm like,
sounds like any landlord ever.
I feel like if you own a fucking building, you should have to live in the same state. Or at least visit the state, you know, 3 times a year.
You should be more easily accessible.
Or have someone that, you know, can make, you know, any decision they need.
Yeah, proxy. That's not the word I wanted, but.
That's essentially what it is. Like, you know, a fucking... power of attorney over these buildings. You know, it's like, hey, I'm hiring you. And it's someone you have to fully trust because they can 100% fuck you on this.
Oh, yeah.
Sell the building and then, you know, run away with the money. So.
That's legit, though.
I mean, like, why not?
Yeah.
You know, have someone that has full control and can do anything that is necessary to do to the building. You still own it. You still, you know.
No, I'm saying selling the money and taking off with it.
Yeah. I mean, like, they could.
Yeah. That's what I would fucking do. Second, they were, like, not responsive and like, yo, this is my money. I'm out. I'm moving to, I don't know, somewhere.
No, but like,
where would I escape to with money? Where would you go? Where would we go?
If you had money, how much?
10 million.
If you had $10 million.
Because you said that's the amount where it'd be rich, so.
I mean, so do they already know that you've committed this crime?
Yes, because I'm sure I'd be dreadful at covering my tracks.
So getting on a plane is a fucking no-go because they
absolutely
can just turn the plane the fuck around. So your only options technically are Canada or Mexico, both have extradition treaties with America, so you're kind of fucked.
Well, Mexico is warmer than Canada, so that's where I'm going.
Do you speak any Spanish?
No, but you're coming with, so.
I don't speak Spanish.
But you look Spanish.
That's cool.
It'll do the job. Remember when you went to Turkey and you got, and everyone was like not trying to take advantage of you because you weren't white? Same sitch, you Asian.
I mean, it's not exactly.
I did not just abbreviate situation to sish, did I?
You totally did.
Oh my god, that was disgusting. I feel bad now.
Like Kim Possible.
I never saw that show.
The most annoying part of the entire goddamn show. Is she would, you know, pick up her phone, like not put it to her ear, just, you know, hold it in front of her. Yo, Ron, what's the sitch?
That, oh my god, I feel so gross that noise came out of my mouth. I feel bad.
I'm like,
I feel real bad.
I'm like, that's awful.
Yeah, no, it's awful.
And I don't think,
can, like, you edit that out?
No.
Oh god.
Absolutely not.
Aww.
So
you totally could, though.
I totally could. Yes.
Oh my god, I hate you.
I could, you know, hit the fucking mark button and be like, I'm not doing it.
Oh my god.
That's more work than I want to fucking do. That's more work than I want. Stop that. So
I thought you loved me.
No, I just have to pretend.
Ugh.
But yeah, so, you know, apparently they don't still have control of this building. And the residents are like, yeah, there's gang members that live here and there's violence in the streets, but it's not like, you know, the news blew it out of proportion.
It sounds like.
But it's like, don't live up in Denver. Don't live in big fucking cities.
Yeah.
Like, my car got shot. Like, you know, we just need to honestly make it to where, you know, if you want to fuck around and find out, you serve the fucking consequences of possibly fucking dying or getting shot. Simple. Like, if you really think about it, it's like, oh, I want to, you know, go around with a gun and, you know, or knock mailboxes off. And, like, someone will fucking just, like, you know, put in, like, a steel rod for their mailbox. Like, drop a railroad tie in and you break your fucking shoulder.
Yes. I love that story.
It's like, or fucking someone crashes their car into your fucking overly constructed mailbox and just destroys their entire shit and tries to sue you and then they lose.
Yeah, of course they're going to lose.
And it's like, oh, well, what the fuck did you think was going to happen? You know, you kept on fucking doing it. They told you not to and you kept fucking doing it. Fuck around, find out. It's like, now you have $100,000 in medical debt and you don't have a vehicle to get to work. You lost your job, you lost your apartment, you lost everything, and now you're homeless because you wanted to be a dickhead.
And you still owe money?
Well, I mean, I've never done this. But yes, they'd still owe money.
Can you declare bankruptcy and that goes away or no?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's an unsecured debt.
Mm.
So any unsecured debt...
What's a secured debt?
Like fucking school loans and shit like that.
What makes a debt secured?
It's guaranteed by, like, a government or some other party.
Huh.
Like, this house is a secured debt. Because I pay for the insurance. So, anything goes wrong, it gets taken care of.
By the insurance.
Mm-hmm. But, like, the insurance won't pay if I, like, decide not to. But, if, like, they kick me out of the house and, like, I fucking destroy the entire house... then the insurance just pays it. So yeah, they're just like, and yes, I can declare bankruptcy, but then guess what? They come and take the house.
Yeah.
So. But like, say you go and fucking, you know, get like a credit card. They don't have any way of really getting the money back. If you declare bankruptcy, they just have to go kick sand. Sucks for them.
No, it doesn't. They're making plenty of money off of all of their other sods.
So. I mean. So, yeah, the TDA out in fucking Aurora. That sucks. But, yeah, don't fuck around and find out. And if you see them, don't shoot them. But, you know, the Aurora Police Department needs to, like, actually start taking some fucking action. You know, all these fucking police departments need to actually start taking some action and just stop running radar on the side of the fucking road like they're fucking making the world a safer place. Fuck you. If you're that cop that just sits there and runs radar, you know, all fucking day long or responds to some fucking simple bullshit and then, you know, overreacts and then gives everyone a fucking ticket, you know, you're a fucking piece of shit cop. Like, recently, I had one of my coworkers get into an accident. He was making a left-hand turn, and a lady rear-ended him with her horse trailer and everything.
Was the horse okay?
No idea. Probably dead.
Aw, poor horsey.
And, you know, her truck was fucking totaled. His, you know, truck was okay because they're built tough. He just had to hammer it back into place.
It wasn't made out of plastic.
Oh, our fucking trucks are solid as shit.
Yeah.
Like, I've hit deer at 69 miles an hour. Just fine.
If I did that, Sheila would crumple into a tissue.
Yep. So,
the deer would be fine.
But the cop came out, and since he, you know, he had his turn signal on, everything was good, you know, he was doing everything that he was supposed to be doing. And she just wasn't fucking paying attention and fucking rear-ended him. Now, he got a fucking ticket for reckless driving.
Wait, he got a ticket?
Both of them got a ticket, but yeah.
What'd he get a ticket for?
For reckless driving.
How?
I don't know. I'm like, fight that shit.
Why?
Fight that shit and have that fucking cop fired. Sue that cop.
That's bullshit.
Sue him personally. Just be like, hey, guess what? Now you're about to lose everything. Watch this little magic trick.
Okay, when you, like, got the ticket for the motorcycle accident, I was like, okay, you know what, fine. That does, like, low-key make sense. But for your friend to get a ticket in that situation...
I didn't get a ticket for the motorcycle accident.
Oh, you told me you did get a ticket.
No.
You told me you got a ticket.
No.
You told me you got a fucking ticket.
No, he said I would get a ticket if you were, like, broken.
You told me you had a ticket and you had to go to court for it.
Maybe. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Oh, my fucking God. Although, it's not like my memory's any better than yours. Continue. That's bullshit. Your friend got a ticket.
So. But, yeah. You know, fuck these bad cops. I like a good fucking cop. Give me a good cop. One that will actually do their goddamn job. Cool. Guess what? You're on my good side now. But if you're out here just to fucking run radar and stay safe and collect a paycheck, go fuck yourself. Get the fuck out of the force. We don't need you here wasting our goddamn time.
No. And taxpayer dollars. I normally don't pull that card, but for reals.
But speaking of bad cops, a bubble pirate cited for littering during public performance. Over in San Diego, he was a U.S. Navy veteran who puts on bubble shows for families across San Diego as the Bubble Pirate. Very cute, very adorable.
That's cool!
He blows bubbles and, you know, makes them all big and stuff.
Oh, this sounds cool.
Sandy Snakenberg, 63 years old, has been creating bubble art, or bubbleology, as he calls it, referring to both the science and spectacle of it. For over a decade, a trade he picked up while living in Singapore.
Is Singapore still a country?
Of course it is.
Huh.
He was just enjoying blowing simple bubbles. And then he kind of got hooked and enjoyed doing it. And so he's been traveling around and doing, you know, the bubble business with his bicycle and his bubble making gear.
Oh, this is so wonderful for a vet to do this. Oh, my God. I love this.
And, you know, he had to fucking return to the U.S. because of a fucking heart condition. But he kept on doing his bubble shows.
Yeah.
But yeah, he would, you know, go, you know, to up and down the city's coastline, and make his money from, you know, onlookers and tips and all that. And he would do it with minimal issues, but then he received a citation for littering prohibited fluids.
Oh my God, it's just glycerin and Dawn soap. What the fuck?
Which I think is a fucking bull fucking shit.
It's glycerin and Dawn soap. It's perfectly fine.
On the citation, the park ranger said he violated the littering provision in the city's park use law that states it's unlawful to leave or scatter any boxes, empty or otherwise, waste paper, remains of meals, newspaper, tobaccos, remains of any material capable of being smoked or rubbish of any kind, except that is material and matter that may be deposited in receptacles. So, yeah, they took the chemical and they're like, this chemical, it's littering because when it pops, it hits the ground. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking dickhead cop. And I hope you get shot to death. Like, I hope, like, you just pull over the wrong guy and he fucking, you know, takes a shorty fucking shotgun and kills you.
He's a vet, for fuck's sake. Okay, he's dealing with heart failure. I'm sure he's living with PTSD. He's going around doing something that generally that makes himself feel happy, and not a lot of vets are able to do that. Like, this is just insult to injury. Like, this is bullshit.
I want someone to fucking find what that cop is doing, the dirt that he's fucking doing, and just fucking expose it. Just fucking rip his life apart.
This is like the cop who gave you that bullshit ticket for, like, not going to, like, a specific station when entering the town.
Oh, yeah. No, like...
That's the exact same bullshit. Like, someone just had to feel like he had a big dick.
Yeah. It's just like, I used to like respect cops. I'm like, okay, you're doing a fucking job. Now it's like, no, you're actually not fucking doing your job. You're not fucking making the world a safer place. You're out here just generating revenue for the city and for yourself. You greedy fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. When you're out there to make money.
If you're out there fucking stopping drug dealers, you know, stopping violent fucking criminals and doing, you know, crazy shit on the daily basis, then yes. But you're like, I pulled someone over and they called me a piece of shit. Now I have PTSD from it. Go fuck yourself.
For reals.
You know, fucking, I want Marines. Like, that's the only people that should be cops. Marines. Yeah, they're fucking rough around the edges, but they'll go fucking handle some shit. They'll fucking go in, kick in a fucking door, and you know, make some arrests and do real good in the world. Like, I don't want this fucking, I got you fucking doing 7 over the speed limit, and now you're going to get a ticket and points on your license. That's just evil to me. What time are we at? Oh, holy shit. We're already at 50 minutes. But here's another fucking story over in Greece, of all fucking places. A woman has been setting fires in Greece to watch the firefighters and flirt with them. Which I...
Hey, this chick knows where it's at. Oh my God. I respect this lady so much. I want to be this level of chaos when I'm old, if I decide to get old.
But I mean, like, it's honestly not that fucking bad.
As long as you're setting fires in, like, okay places.
No, she was like, is creating brush fires.
Oh, brush fires is something different.
But she got a 36-month prison sentence, which she'll only have to like serve like 3 months of it, and like $1,000 that she had to pay.
Like,
that's it.
In U.S. dollars,
yes.
Or okay.
Well, it's 1,000 euros, so it's like $1,200.
Okay, euros are more than the American dollar right now.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
They're good. And it doesn't say who she is.
Well, of course not.
It just added that the woman is a Greek citizen who is responsible for causing 2 fires on farmland intentionally and repeatedly.
Wait, in farmland?
Uh-huh. On August 24th and 25th.
Okay, I take this back. You shouldn't be burning fucking farmland.
But she's wanted to see the firefighters and kind of flirt with them.
That part I still respect.
I mean, she's 44 years old. Like, you know, what the fuck do you think's going to happen?
She's out there living her best cougar life.
You know, and then, like, another fucking 51-year-old dude was setting fires, and he had to pay, you know, $1,500.
Yeah, because he's a dude. And he wasn't flirting with the firefighters.
Maybe he was. Maybe he just wanted to see it. I mean, Greece is not big, but it's like, that's like the way to, you know, fucking make your, you know, tax dollars work for you. It's like, oh, they do work. Good. And I respect firefighters more than anybody else.
Oh, straight the fuck up.
Because they never fucking charge you. Like, they'll put your house out and they'll be like, sorry about that. We got stuff wet in there. It's like, yeah, of course.
No, they're literally fire fucking fighters. They are out there risking their lives.
They put on their boxing gloves and like, we're going to go in.
Like, I have so much respect for them. And also, who doesn't love a video of a firefighter rescuing a cat from the house? Honest to God.
I like the videos on rescuing dogs, all kinds of shit.
Like, animals are so much more important than humans when it comes to fires, as far as I'm concerned.
Like, I like the videos of, like, the owners, like, fucking just taking a bucket of water, dousing themselves, and running in and going and saving their animal.
That's not how fire works.
What do you mean?
I would douse myself and like, I would get like a blanket and then I would douse myself in oil and then put water on top of the oil.
That, what?
Yeah.
Oil
and water don't mix.
Yeah, it rises to the surface, so you just be covered in a fire blanket.
Yeah, but the water will be underneath. It'll be trapped.
No,
I understand this is not how it works.
Not
I'm just
all.
Here because I wanted to see the look on your face.
It's like hope science.
I forgot that term you came up with.
Like, I hope this is how it works.
No, I would not run into a burning building.
I would.
I would wait for a firefighter to get there.
No, I just...
Okay, I retract my statement. I would probably run in for Goose. Not Chai Tea, but I'd run in for Goose.
I mean, we don't have a huge building, so it's, you know... Yeah.
Well, no, Chai Tea would have the brains to run out the house. Goose would not. He would hold up in one of three places.
So, yeah, I mean, like, but, like, seeing, like, dudes, like, you know, take a bucket of water, douse themselves, using light and frost effect to go in and save their fucking animal, come in, burnt to the shit, and then they're like, yeah, I did it. I'm like, that's a good video. I like those videos. And also, firefighters are hotter than cops. I have never seen a fat firefighter, ever.
You're not going to.
Like, never. Like, they're all fucking, you know, 8-pack. Fucking ripped.
Wait, are 8-packs a real thing? I thought 6 was the max.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how many muscles.
I'm embellishing the story.
Oh.
You know, giant fucking tree trunk cocks. And you're just, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, where do you get these models? Like, imagine, like, if they had, like, a calendar of cops.
I mean, I know they do firefighter calendars.
Yeah, I know.
Especially the, I like the ones with kittens.
I kind of want to see if they have firefighter calendars now.
Of course they
firefighter have. Calendars, Colorado Springs.
No, you need to add with kittens.
No. Colorado Springs firefighter No, I don't, I'm not logging in.
There's no point if there's no kittens.
Yeah, like, look at these guys. Fucking hot as shit. Look at that. Just, goddamn.
They're fucking built. I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah, I fucking love it. You know, like a cop calendar, just be like fucking dad bods all over the place. And be like, I got my gun. Saving the world. Killing black people and giving speeding tickets.
See, like this one has kittens.
Very adorable.
Exactly.
We can get that.
Kittens make everything better.
And they use that money to fucking support the fire station, too.
Kittens make everything better.
And also, like, if you want to, like, walk up to a fire station and, like, just cleaning it, they'll let you, like, go and honk the horn or whatever. Like, they'll let you, like, sit in it and, like, they'll, like, you know, talk to you and stuff. Like, they're very sociable, like, approachable people.
Well, yeah.
Compared to fucking, you know, police. What are you doing on our property? You need to leave our property. This is our property. We're going to shoot you to death if you don't leave our property. And it's like, you know, gangs are just police. Like, police are just gangs.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's literally it.
Like, one gang to another, like, hey, Venezuelan guys, we're going to come in there in, like, 2 days. Like, be gone. But now on to Am I the Asshole? There's other fucking stories. Wells Fargo woman was found dead at her cubicle. That's what you call working someone to death. She, like, went out on a Friday and just never came out until they're like, oh, she's decomposing in her office. Fuck. Hong Kong is urging students to try badminton instead of sex. I'm sure they're going to hit the shuttlecock once and be like, you want to hit my cock with your mouth? And they're like, yeah, we're going to do that instead. A toddler was locked in a fucking bathroom for crying in a flight in China. The grandmother said it was okay. One dude fucking died and a bunch of other kids were burnt at a campfire. As they threw gasoline, I guess, onto it. So, that's the stories we didn't really get into. But now on to Am I the Asshole by Constant Primary 804. Am I the asshole for forcing my son to give me half of his income? I won the lottery. $1,000 a day for life. I'm 58. My son is 19. Congratulations. I went to him and told him that I wanted to make a deal. I would give him the ticket. In return, he would give me half of the money until I die. Then he gets all the money. He said he needs to think about it. He came back and said it really wasn't fair for me to want half, and that he said that I could live another 40 years, that he might need the money more, and that I should just take 20%. I said I would think about it. I signed the ticket and claimed the lump sum.
Ooh.
I'm seeing a lawyer to set my son up for life. His education will be paid for when he gets older. He'll be able to purchase a home for free, basically. A trust fund will be set up so he'll get a good amount of money for the rest of his life. Now he is pissed that I went back on my offer. I thought I was being smart, but didn't realize how greedy he was. He also told my ex about the money, and she is pissed that I'm not giving her anything. We have been divorced for years. I owe her nothing. No, I won't give you anything if you ask. There is a reason I'm using a throwaway. So, yeah, fucking take the money, use it for yourself. Fuck your kid. Fuck everyone. And just use it for you. You know, go on lavish, like, retire. And just use all the... You shouldn't tell them shit.
I'm surprised he went with the lump sum.
I mean, like...
Like, I wouldn't do it. I'd do the other way, where you get, like, payments.
Well, I'm pretty sure those, like, $1,000 for life was, like... Or $1,000 a day is, like, for, like, 25 years. Like, there's, like, a limit on it.
Of course there's a limit on it.
But, like, it just, like, sounds better. But, like, if you actually, like, read, like, the fine print.
So, is the ex the kid's mom?
Yeah.
Okay, because that kind of changes things a little bit.
He also told my ex about the money, and she is pissed. I'm not giving her anything. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's, you know.
Yeah.
Him and his ex-wife.
Nah, this kid's an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, fucking $500 a day? That's $2,500 a week.
Yeah.
For the rest of your fucking life.
Although, OP was kind of an idiot for thinking about signing it over to a 19-year-old, though. That wasn't the smartest decision either. I am going to hold OP accountable for that little bit.
Well, I mean...
19-year-olds can't make good decisions.
But here would be the thing, is, you know, if he got 80 years of $1,000 a day for the rest of his life, you know, that's a whole lot better than 40 years.
Okay, no, what happened is he gave the offer to the kid. The kid went and talked to his mom. His mom was like, no, that's bullshit. And she's the one who was the decision maker behind what the 19-year-old did. And that's where that 20% came from. It came from the ex-wife. Because she was going to take all the money. So OP wasn't the asshole, but he was kind of stupid. That's where I'm going to land.
Yeah, I mean... You know, here's what you do, is you fucking, you know, put up a trust fund, and then when he gets married...
That's what he's doing.
No, he said it's for his education.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lawyer to set my son up for life. His education will be paid for. Mm-hmm. When he gets older, he'll be able to purchase a home for free, basically. A trust fund will be set up when he gets a good amount of money for the rest of his life.
Exactly. OP's doing the way he should have done it in the first place. He just invited drama from his ex.
Yeah, like, if your ex calls you, don't fucking pick up the phone.
Well, no, and the 19-year-old's clearly manipulated by his mother, so he's not bright either.
Yeah, let's see what the comments say. Your son's a greedy idiot for not taking the 50% offer.
Yeah.
A 19-year-old kid tried to negotiate from $180,000 a year for doing nothing to $290,000 a year with zero leverage, and was surprised when it blew up in his face. What a moron. If my father had offered me that deal, I would show up at his doorstep every morning with his cash, a dozen donuts, and his coffee exactly the way he likes it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the ex was behind this because she wanted full access to the money that her son would be getting, and then she could spend it.
Yeah, and then it was going to go...
I could be completely wrong, but that's how I'm taking the situation.
It's going to go up to $365,000 a year once his dad passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, it sucks that, you know, he, like, won it this fucking early into his son's life. Whatever. But yeah, I mean, like, you do get a couple million for it, which is pretty cool.
Hurry up, because I gotta pee.
Okay. Fucking relationship advice, but I throw away. Accidental age gap in dating. Male 33, female 24. What to do? I know Reddit tends to frown upon age gaps in relationships, but hear me out. I, 33 male, was introduced to a girl, 24 female, by our mutual friend, 35 female. We hit it off very well. We had a lot of common hobbies. Somehow, we never asked each other's ages. I assumed she was near my age, 28 plus, by virtue of things in her life, like owning her own home, having been divorced. I guess she got married at 18 and bailed the next year, I came to learn, etc. She assumed I was in my mid-20s because I look young for my age. I don't really drink or smoke, so I have good skin, etc. We've had a good time together for about a month, and we've even agreed to see each other exclusively and see how it plays out. It occurred to me a day after that, though, although we knew many things about each other, I didn't know ages. Thus, I found out she was very near a decade. I was very near a decade older than she. I've always been disdainful of groomers and age gaps in relationships, but we really get on quite well. Legally, she is a whole ass adult with a job, car, and a house, as am I. However, I can't shake the feeling that I'd be a shitty person to date her, even though I want to, because I have more life experiences. I've already realized I can pretty much make her happy just by treating her with respect, kindness, which almost seems too easy.
Okay, once we're past 23, I no longer care about age gaps. That's where I'm at. And she has her own fucking house. She's already been through a relationship that clearly she had the smarts to dump. Because, like, if you're abandoning the marriage that early after the ceremony, like, clearly there's something wrong and you want to get out sooner rather than later as opposed to sticking it out and waiting for your partner to change on either end. Nah, I'm perfectly fine with this. And, yeah, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be there's nothing wrong with wanting to treat your partner with respect and kindness.
Yeah, so, OP, guess what? You know, fucking go ahead and date her. It's fine.
I don't care. I'm perfectly fine with age gaps as long as one partner is past 23. That's my cutoff.
I'm okay with age gaps as long as it's not like a creepy age gap.
Like I consider it creepy up until 21. 22, 23 are negotiable, but past 23, I'm like, yeah, fine. It's whatever.
I mean, if you're like 24 and he's like 76.
That'd be different.
That's a creepy age gap.
Unless she's there for the money, and I respect that.
Even so.
Like, marrying for money is not a bad reason to get married, as far as I'm concerned.
But, yeah, I mean, that's what you did. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I married up in life.
So, that's the end of the episode. Thank you all so much for fucking being here. You're all awesome. Thanks, Mom. I know you're, like, the only one. Don't tell your friends. They'll find out that my wife, you know, was cooler than their fucking girlfriends.
Of course I'm cool. I pink hair for fuck's sake. I'm cool as shit.
And we'll be back next week. Hopefully I'll be home in time to record an episode. Because next week is the gun day.
Oh my god, you're so stoked for it.
I'm fucking excited, yes.
You should be.
I'm very happy.
I hope you have lots of fun.
So it'll be, you know, days on the range. Maybe Tron will be there. Maybe we'll record an episode with Tron. Maybe he'll be back. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Thank you all. See ya. Bye.